pull a simple wheelie, select first gear, traveling about 5 to 10 miles an hour, and close the throttle, and then fairly swiftly bring it back on, and then she just sits up. If you have a smaller capacity machine than this one, you may need to use the clutch. To use the clutch, you need to dip the clutch. This means bringing the clutch in, say, halfway, and then letting it go again. But to do this, you've also got to juggle it with the throttle. You back the throttle off, pull the clutch halfway in, and then throttle back on and clutch out in a smooth, swift action. There are three stages to a wheelie. First of all, when you accelerate and the front wheel lifts the ground, the bike finds it quite difficult to lift. It's quite heavy. But as the wheel gets higher, it gets lighter. It's a bit like lifting a snooker cube from the wrong end. As you lift it from the ground, it's fairly heavy, and as you get higher, it gets lighter and lighter. Controlling the wheelie once it's up is all about balance and throttle control. Once the bike starts to get a bit light, you just need to back off a bit. If you want to go a bit higher, a little bit more throttle. If you've gone a bit far and you need to bring the front end down, shutting the throttle sharp is obviously the first reaction. But once it's coming down, you can bring the throttle back on again, or else the front end will slam into the ground. So you can bring it down a much more gentle landing.